Each week, we try to go inside Chicago's fast-growing tech community to see what the next big thing might be. This week, we're bringing back in a past guest to talk about an amazing new opportunity, or challenge, if you will, that he's making to future founders. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Annie Mack, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here.
I see the vest is on. This is fan. You know it's going to start this way. This is my buddy Annie Mack, who's also the Vested Assassin. That's going to be our new name.
Oh,
for
that's
you.
New.
You're okay. My Vested Assassin. You get the joke. Vested in, vested
yeah,
company. Get
course.
It? See the play. I'm having a good time. And this time you brought Lauren Fleur.
Yes.
You need backup. Is that the deal?
I absolutely need backup.
Need
yes.
A
when
backup
I don't have all
time.
The answers, she's there to back me up.
Well, last time you talked about Snap Mobile, which is your yeah. company, your baby, your main squeeze, if you will.
Yeah.
Give us a little sit rep on like what that is again, just so people, in case they missed, I don't know why they would have missed it, but if they did, what
yeah.
is Snap Mobile?
So Snap Mobile is about quick and affordable access to mobile technology. We believe very strongly in the mobile platform and the medium. We come from a very large agency type experience. We're working with some of the biggest brands in the country. The reality with that business was those solutions were very expensive to build and took a long time to develop. So we took those concepts and tried to bring that same big business technology to small and mid-sized businesses, startups, and entrepreneurs, but we had to do it fast and we had to make it affordable. That's essentially the concept that we've built Snap Mobile around.
You know, it actually sounds like something that would be an amazing front end to like a startup adventure. You know what I mean?
Sounds like you're leading into something.
I think I'm coming up with this idea on my own right now. I think, you know, I'd call it Snap Pitch.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be awesome if you could like, I don't know, build the front end technology for like a bunch of great concepts. What do you think about that?
I think it sounds pretty good.
Does it? Have you guys launched this yet?
We're working on it. I think the reality of being in a mobile business, there's probably not a day that goes by where people don't come up to us and say, hey, we have the next big, incredible mobile app idea. We want to build the next Uber. We want to build the next Airbnb, whatever it is.
Yep.
So normally we wouldn't have the ability to be able to build for these types of concepts, right? But I think the proprietary platform that we've built allows us to build in an affordable manner at such an efficient pace. That we can start to look at these opportunities and look at non-technical co-founders, which I am. So if I had all these great ideas, who am I going to go to help me build this next incredible business? The answer is it's really hard. I have to either find a partner, I have to go work with an agency, and I have to find money. And I think those are three challenges we're somewhat out to solve with this new pitch concept or
yeah.
idea.
Well, I think we're getting very close to solving this problem,
yeah.
in my opinion. I mean, I've been... This is actually kind of funny. I mean, I'm not taking credit for any of this, but no, I have to say this because I've been running around since in 2012. I started getting this idea of like wanting to get involved in the startup community and like kind of like I started to fall for this thing. And in 13, I'm finishing up grad school at Northwestern and I started writing a business plan of what I wanted to do. And it like started off as like consulting. And then I got my first couple clients and the first projects and was like, they were basically startups. Like they called themselves growing companies, but that's,
sure.
you know, whatever. That's semantics. But the bottom line was in my plan, I had basically written in my experience of working with the startups in the first, I don't know, couple months, final months of grad school, first months of my job, the major pain points, the problems that I saw were killing companies was that they couldn't get an MVP
yeah.
that actually gave a visual of what their vision was going to be. And then the other part was that they were going to get into a huge fight because they were going to pick their best friend to start the company, which is a horrible idea.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the obvious one is, you know, elephant in the room, the money.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the money or you don't have an MVP to show somebody to get the money and you're feuding already when you're trying to get up, you got nothing. So the idea that I was trying to work on was basically like, how do we, and I didn't know the answer. We're slowly coming to the answer.
Yeah.
How do we solve the team problem? How do we solve the tech problem? And most importantly, how do we solve the money problem?
Sure.
And it seems like you guys are kind of getting closer for the last year or so. I've been running around telling people this, like this conceptually, like what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And everyone thought it was out of my mind. So I'm glad that I finally,
yeah,
I hear somebody telling it to me like, yes.
And each domino, I think, continues to fall. So with the creation of Snap Mobile, we now have this technology platform where we can spin up new concepts quickly and
yep.
affordably. And I can't say that enough. That's a huge proponent to what it is we're building. Then I think the next step is the people. Right? And you know, Lauren can talk a little bit about her background, but if you find people that know what it's like to take a concept that is nothing today,
yep.
turn it into something via strategy, and then you can turn that strategy into an actual product, now you've got something. And then that next step is, okay, there's a funding element to it as well, because now we need to take this thing to market. We need to find customers. We need to start generating revenue to where we can then look at that next step where we're getting a true maybe first stage or seed type investment.
Yep.
But that first part is really missing. And I think those are the steps that we're starting to come to.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll let you jump in here on this. I mean, the tech part, of course, is important. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, that is essentially the tool, right? But not understanding what market you're trying to get and how you're going to get it and what it's going to be to differentiate. Sure. And, of course, like how you're going to leverage, you know, your network, leverage all of these different factors. That's a huge piece, Lauren. I think you could speak well to, you know, what it's about to build a team and what are the things necessary to be able to bring some of these great concepts that Annie mentioned to the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And to kind of jump in on just starting from the very beginning of, you know, I have a concept, I'm an entrepreneur with an idea. I think one of the key things is allowing companies to, you know, keep a small team and not have to raise a bunch of money to just bring that to market. I mean, I would say not even building the team, but before that is just let's keep it within the tens of thousands of dollars to try to actually build a concept. So you can just build the key team, which really is somebody, you know, a developer, that could be us, have somebody who can run product or go to market strategy. You know, that can be me, that can be our head of product, that can be you, Scott, you know, people to help them with that so that they can just really, I think one of the struggles companies have is I have an idea. Now I either have to raise a bunch of money to build a team or go to a very large agency. And by the time I've built my MVP, I'm sunk.
Yep.
You know, and I might realize I need to change that a lot. I need to really, you know, pivot, as everybody calls it. I need to pivot. I need to.
We're calling it turning point, by the way.
Turning points, you know, whatever you want to call it. But
shameless plug.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's really where, as a team, all of us together can help these companies where they don't have to go out and raise tons of money and build the team, figure this out on their own, hire consultants or like you said, hire their buddy to throw out a business plan. We've done this so much. I mean, I think my past role, I brought like 20 concepts to life from just, oh, I have an idea phase. We've done this so many times that we can really help them in a quick and efficient manner without it taking 3, 4, 5 months to do this. So that's really where I see this being a lot different and a huge thing for someone like myself who's not a technical co-founder and doesn't have access to nearly $1 million to start a company. You know, I could use this to try out some of my ideas.
So, oh, absolutely.
I think, throw this challenge out to the Chicago entrepreneur community. Our goal and our dream for this is we're going to bring the money to the table. We're going to bring the technology platform and we're going to bring the mentorship. All we're looking for is the best ideas. And it doesn't matter if it's someone who's working in a Fortune 100 company or there's someone who's looking to start a new business. We're looking for Chicago's best ideas. We want those to filter to the top, and we want to figure out a way to be able to build these businesses.
I mean, I think you guys have pretty much nailed it. I mean, the main part is, I think a lot of people start a company, they don't. I mean, some obviously are very experienced. Yeah. You know what I mean? That they get that. But a lot of people have an idea, and they're afraid to even try and leap because it's like, I'm going to mortgage everything to build like anything that would even resemble what I'm trying to do. And then they got to figure out how to manage a team. And then, you know, now you're asking them to be an expert manager, perhaps technically, you know, at least, you know, be able to read through it, literate in some way, a great marketer, a great salesman, a great pitch person, a great, you know, structure of the deal. There's some, I mean, how you're a unicorn as a human being almost, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're looking to shortcut mistakes. So if you can surround this entrepreneur or this person, anybody that has this great concept and idea, surround them with great people, people that have been there and have the experience, whether it's tech and leadership and recruiting and all of this stuff. So you might be able to cut 6 months off of a timeline that would have killed the business before. So if we can get this concept to life quickly, surround this entrepreneur with the right people.
Yep.
I think it's going to be something special.
The best analogy that I've tried to use for this to the startup person is, this is essentially two strikes and you're shortening up that swing.
Yeah.
We're trying to shorten up the swing so that you don't have to take a crazy stride and make those mistakes. We can sort of guide you, because, you know, most important thing about this is, whether you're a startup or you're, you know, whatever you are primarily need to focus on being able to get what needs to be gotten right the first time right, and focus only on that.
Yeah.
And get to the point where you can make a pitch to somebody to help you out. Because at the end of the day, if you have nothing in the bank, but you've got a great idea and it's all cool, and I got like kind of a half working MVP, but no one to help you out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just it's you and the tree that fell in the forest.
And speed is everything, right? We all do research before we build products. I mean, that's something that we focus on with our business. But let's get a product out there and let's learn, because ultimately the customer is going to tell us what we should be building. And I think that's something with our efficiency to be able to build and iterate on products quickly. That's really a huge help.
I think it is. And one of the other things, I'm going to give you a little shameless plug here for SnapPitch, which we were joking about before. It actually does exist. SnapPitch.co, which is where these people need to challenge themselves and challenge us to help them by submitting an application. One person I found out this morning when I was coming in that submitted an application to you guys actually just got $150,000 in funding for one of his previous ventures. I'll plug him too. Bam, Kurt Johnson.
Oh,
he just got funding for that, so he's
that's great.
These are we're not asking for people that are just like newbies.
Yeah,
you could be anywhere along the line, and this could fit for you. And these are, I think, serious entrepreneurs that we're working with.
Yeah, no criteria. Like I said, bring your best idea to the table.
Well, I'm going to put a little pressure on you real quick here then.
You're going to give us an idea?
Yeah, I want to throw a kick-ass pitch party, and we've got the space to do it. Yeah. Turning Point, another plug. We're going to have a great time. We just need to get this thing rolling, because you guys are going to come in. We want to bring a bunch of startups in.
Yeah.
And I mean, mostly I just want to like get the drinks going, both sleeping. But, you know, who doesn't like that?
I mean, I'll be there, so.
Boom. There you go.
All you just say was drinks.
We're not alcoholics. It just seems like that. It's just like downtown. You know, it's real fast. You know, big time city people.
We're ready. I mean, so the challenge I think that we've laid out to the community is bring your best ideas to the table. And I think the challenge to us is make sure we're ready.
All right. Well, then I'm going to shorten the pitch for everybody. Listen, if you want to come to a really great party, pitch your business, maybe get some money, definitely get some tech, definitely get some drinks, go to snappitch.co and submit your application today. There's no reason not to. It's free.
It's perfect.
Absolutely.
See, I could be a pitch man. I'm a front man.
The man.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. Andy Mack, Lauren Fleur, you guys made my day today. It was a good time.
Awesome.
You can watch this episode and more on advisor.tv. Stream us on the WGN Plus and Rivet Radio apps. Download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom. That's a wrap.